Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be waiting.
He broke his heart. He took his soul. He couldn't stand. There's a hole. You need some time to be alone, and you will find what you've always known. I'm the one who really loves you, baby. I've been knocking at your door. I'm living, I'll be waiting as long as I'm breathing. I'll be there whenever you call me. I'll be waiting whenever you need me. I'll be there. Seen you cry into the night. I feel your pain. Can I make it right? I realize there's no end in sight. Yet still I wait for you to see the light. I'm the one who really loves you, baby. I can't take it anymore. As long as I'm living, I'll be waiting. As long as I'm breathing, I'll be there. Whenever you call me in, I'll be waiting whenever you need me. I'll be there. You are the only one I've ever known that makes me feel this way. Cause you are my own. I wanna be with you until we're old. You got the love you need right in front of you, yeah. Please come home.
Hey,
ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. As long as I'm living, I'll be waiting. As long as I'm breathing, I'll be there. Whenever you call me, I'll be waiting. Whenever you need me, I'll be there.
Happy 4th of July weekend. I hope you enjoyed the sounds of Mr. Lenny Kravitz playing acoustic. Yes, indeed. I was torn between two songs this morning, or whatever, last night. My this song and or Mind Freak. So, you know, shout out, you know, to all the Laurels in Las Vegas who will be meeting, or re-meeting Mr. Chris Angel at the Lothor in Las Vegas today. Chris Angel, I am a Laurel. I'm a big supporter of Chris Angel. I love magic, period. I love magic since I was a little girl. I myself used to love getting magic kits as a little girl and practicing magic tricks. And so I have many other favorite musicians, but Chris Angel is just a fave, which you all, it's obvious because I do mention him pretty often. And love to interview him in the near future. But just shouting out all the Laurels who are probably already outside the store waiting for the meet and greet that's scheduled for later on this a.m. on July 2nd. But, oh, yes, indeed. So just, you know, I was on my on the ChrisAngel.com website earlier in the a.m. updating my profile. My profile is mistressbeth.chrisangel.com. Okay, so I was like updating. I need to learn how to post pictures, more pictures on my profile. My profile is called Mistress Mistress Beth's Domain. But, you know, you can, you know, connect with me and friend me at mistressbeth.chrisangel.com, you know. But, again, that Lenny Kravitz, I mean, wow. This is a great song. He's a great artist. And just a good guy, right? Just loving it. Did you all hear me singing along with the song? I could not refrain from singing along with the song. So, yeah, you know. I have nothing to say. But happy 4th of July weekend. Happy Independence Day. This is the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And it's just a, you know, this show is just pretty much just about fun topics. Just talking and having fun. But not just, you know, just taking, you know, just blabbing and rambling. There's a lot of things in the news, and yesterday I mentioned, say, hey, there's so much going on in the news. We'll talk about some of the events that's happening in the news, and I'm getting ready to go into the chat room so you can chat with me also. And also, excuse me for being a little tardy, because I was creating an event. As you all know, I am also a Mark rep, so I was creating an online Mark party event also, which was started at 10 a.m. on Facebook. And you all can visit, what I always tell you all to visit my, or ask you all to visit my Mark, meetmark.com, e-boutique at my markstore.com. But on Facebook, when you, you know, visit my page and my fan page, you will see a lot of information. We have online parties and we have, you know, parties, in-person parties. So I was like, oh, it's a holiday weekend, and I love sale weekends, you know. Just, you know, from days when I worked in retail, that's why I'm just anticipating to open my own boutique salon so I can be back in the midst of all the retail and customer service excitement. So I was like, hey, this is a holiday weekend. Let me go ahead and have a schedule a 4th of July weekend Mark online party. So you all, I've sent some invites out, but you all go ahead and become guests and check out what Mark has to offer, some of the special promos and last chance offers. Consider becoming a Mark rep yourself. Guys are Mark guys, and also customers. If you're a customer of Mark, you're considered a Mark girl, a guy also. And that's why I was a little tardy, because I was completing that invite. So I hope you accept my apology for that. I started to wait till after the show broadcast, but it's good to dot your I's and cross your T's, because I would not have told you all about it if I had not already created the event. So the event is already up, and I have sent some invites out. And please, register to receive emails from me. I won't bug you, but the thing is, I like to give away goodies and happies and freebies and stuff like that. And some of the other Mark reps, they also do raffles. And so I cannot raffle anything out if I don't have the names to pull from. You know what I'm saying? So definitely join my contact list. And if you join the guest list also, you know, I know who's very interested and so on. So I like to send free giveaways and freebies and so on. And you might be interested in the near future of hosting your own online party. So if not an in-person party, if we're in the same area. But I just wanted to let you know why I was a little tardy. I'm getting ready to go into the chat room. So chat with me about anything. We can talk about Lenny Kravitz and his new music. I see my friends across seas have been going to, whoa, I'm not going offline. Okay, excuse me for pausing. I had got offline, and so I was getting myself back situated so I can get connected. And now I'm in the chat room, and I see my friends overseas are having fun attending Prince concerts and Janet Jackson concerts. And so shout out to all my friends and those online friends of mine who have fascinated me with pictures and footage of their attendance at both concerts, Janet Jackson concert and Prince's concert. Awesome pictures, awesome audio, awesome video footage that you all have been sharing with your friends over here in the U.S. I really appreciate that. That's great. And you know we would do the same, and I would do the same for you when I finally attend my first Prince concert. Like I said, we've known each other for ages, but I have never met his raw badness in person. And I've attended the Janet Jackson concert before, but, you know, you never get enough of the Jacksons. I mean, as I was watching a footage that an online friend had posted, I mean, wow, she sent footage of Michael Jackson and Janet doing the Scream song, and they had the footage of the Scream video, and I'm talking about my body just overwhelmed with good, great chills. You know, I just love it. Janet is so awesome. She and her dancers and so on, and I'm loving, and I see I'm not alone because there are so many fan groups out there which are supporting her nephew, Austin Brown. Austin is just so awesome, and I am so ecstatic that he is working with Pharrell, he and his producers. His music team are working with Pharrell in Miami right now. I guess they're still in Miami right now. They were earlier in the week. And, oh, my God, did you all see the picture that he tweeted out where these down south mosquitoes, like, just invaded his face, you know? I mean, mosquitoes down south. You know, I'm in Mississippi, so he's in Florida. I don't know how mosquitoes are in other parts of the country. But deep south, mosquitoes, ants, do not play. But I'm in the chat room. Join me in the chat room. You know, pitch any new music that you have that you're promoting or any work that you're promoting. I guess I could say happy 4th of July weekend because I see guests are arriving and so on. So happy 4th of July, everyone, and I still have not, I still don't have my system working 100%. Hopefully Monday, but Monday is a holiday, so probably Tuesday, because I would need the blogtalkradio.com staffers to probably assist me on this, or I hope the geek in me will go ahead and get it situated. Happy 4th of July, everyone in the chat room. Holler at me and say happy weekend or something back to me. And let me know what's going on, what's up in your area, what's up here in Jackson, Mississippi. Just like, happy 4th of July weekend. I mean, we really love 4th of July here in Jackson, Mississippi. And shout out to everybody that's heading to the parks and to the reservoirs and to the zoo and in their own backyards. And then there's some people in their own front yards. You know, we just, you know, we love patriotic holidays. I know most of you do, but I'm just, you know, speaking for down here in the Deep South that we really do love red, white, and blue holidays. There was something I wanted to mention. You know, I'm always mentioning articles that I see in the Wall Street Journal. And yesterday I wanted to mention an article I had seen in Thursday's edition of Wall Street Journal. And, you know, we're talking about fashion and beauty and stuff. And it is about, you know, counterfeit apparel and merchandise. And some of you probably have already seen this. Wall Street Journal can be visited online at WSJ.com. So they're just showing how you can see the discrepancies in fake designer products compared to the authentic versions of a product. And, you know, we all, you know, we talk about, you know, budget shopping and so on. And even some people that work tirelessly in the industry are fooled by, or, you know, get duped sometimes. Because there's an interview with a lady who works within the industry. And as a matter of fact, she takes pictures, I think, of other accessories. And she thought she had an authentic Yves Saint Laurent bag until it became broken. And she went to a repair shop, to the designer repair shop to get it repaired, and then was in dismay when the gentleman who was preparing to repair it for her told her, hey, this is not an authentic bag that you have. And she was like shocked. She had bought it off of eBay for like $300, and she really thought that it was an authentic version of what she had anticipated on. So, you know, we talk a lot about budget shopping and shopping from designer outlets and so on. But, you know, you can get deals like that from designer outlets and store, and it still be authentic merchandise. But, you know, this is going back into school now. Things that I learned from experience and it sitting in the classroom. A lot of times when you see things that are, which you probably already know, this is why companies like Overstock.com are very popular right now, is because Overstock is just what it is. You know, they buy the overstock of merchandise and sell them at a very good price. Better than wholesale at times, but you know, really, you just have to have a careful eye and really, I guess, really have a good eye and know what you're looking for, and so on. But you know, it is a gamble out there. It's always been a gamble. You all remember in the 80s when the Louis Vuitton. I used to love Louis Vuitton, and sometimes you get the real designer Louis Vuitton at a good deal if it's flawed or something, and a lot of times those fake Louis Vuittons out there. Me being a designer myself and looking forward to launching my line in the near future that I have been working on tirelessly, sketching. Well, I'll be honest, I need to sketch. I hadn't been sketching much recently. But being a designer working in the beauty and fashion industry, when you buy knockoffs, especially my music friends, and my music friends are into merchandising products also, like apparel and T-shirts and so on. When knockoffs and fake merchandise is sold and purchased, that's just like piracy. When counterfeit CDs and DVDs are out on the market, that is no different. You know, those who need to get the money and need to get their percentage, just like you all, some people need to get their royalty. You're not getting it, you know, really. So that's pretty much what fake merchandise and fake apparel sales the same way. and similar to the piracy of music. And it's important to know and research that, especially if you are in the business of selling your apparel and merchandise. But it's important to know, too, if you really want to own designer merchandise. But it's a really good article. I just wanted to bring that up because the article is called The Finer Art of Faking It, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a fake item and or a discount item or whatever, but if you think something is really authentic and it's not, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking. Really, it is. So I just wanted to bring that article up. It's interesting, and read it and research more on. And then, you know, always, too, you, especially like after an Oscars or an award show or somebody making a certain dress famous, people will, now, this is kind of different. Some companies will make a knockoff version of a very popular designer dress or suit or so on. That's different. That's a knockoff being made for the masses. That is affordable with a different type of fabric. But that's a whole other topic. The show is about to end. Time is about to run out. Be back on the air Monday. I might do a test show tomorrow trying to get everything to function and properly, but Monday would be the show that I rescheduled from last Monday about the cost of living in America. Perfect day to talk about that since it's America's birthday. And it'll be a upbeat show, not a sad show about the cost of living. It's about keeping our American dream alive, you know? But 10 seconds is the show is concluding right now. I love you all, and I thank you for your support. I'm fastly approaching 20,000 views, and I thank you for listening and viewing and supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. God bless, and until next time.